This is KPTZ 91.9 FM in Port Townsend, Washington. I'm Jim Burke with local news and commentary for Tuesday, June 7th, 2022. On Sunday, in case you missed it, there was 2 inches of rain reported in Port Townsend in just 24 hours. Much of that rain fell Sunday afternoon, and as a result, storm drains downtown and by the Cotai Lagoon were overwhelmed. Sunday afternoon, Washington State Ferries reported there was a landslide blocking Highway 20 at Water Street and blocking access to the Port Townsend Terminal, and drivers needed to use alternate routes. That alert was sent at 2:38 p.m. Port Townsend Public Works removed a truckload of mud and cleaned up Water Street by the terminal rather quickly, and access to the ferry terminal was restored. WSF sent out the report. Highway 20 near Port Townsend Terminal has reopened following an earlier landslide. Drivers can now access the terminal again from the highway. That alert was sent at 6:44 p.m., so access was restored in about 4 hours. Meanwhile, there was flooding in the area between Cotai Lagoon, Haynes Place, the Safeway parking lot in Sims Way, and the end of Kearney Street by the food co-op. The water level was between 6 inches and a foot deep, which caused the temporary closure of Safeway and the co-op. Willie Bentz, the Director of Emergency Management, in his report to the Board of County Commissioners yesterday, praised the work of City of Port Townsend Public Works for clearing Sims Way by the terminal. He also reminded everyone that if you are faced with street flooding of 6 inches or more of water, do not drive through it. Just seek an alternate route. Someone had asked Willie about FEMA assistance due to a flooded basement, but there will be no disaster declaration for the event on Sunday. In fact, he said, there's never been an individual FEMA disaster declaration in Jefferson County in our history. Residents can call the Department of Emergency Management if they need guidance to recover from damage from the storm in terms of navigating the cleanup or the insurance process. Basement flooding can lead to mold issues. The board was talking about emergency shelters for extreme cold, heat, wet, and smoke. Willie said the Department of Emergency Management is in conversation with other entities to put together the first severe weather shelter plan, including warming centers for cold weather, cooling centers for hot weather, and clean air shelters for smoke events. Commissioner Brotherton asked Willie if we would be having the all-county picnic in August, which he called the Yo-Yo Picnic. Willie Bentz explained, for the uninitiated, that stands for You're On Your Own, he said. I hate to say it, but we are honest here at Emergency Management. Major disasters, by their very nature, overwhelm local resources. He went on to say that the all-county picnic is designed to promote disaster resilience, bring the community together to talk about disaster preparedness, and build relationships before the disaster. You can listen to Willie Bentz and Dr. Allison Berry's remarks to the BOCC on our website, kptz.org. In both Clallam and Jefferson counties, the case rates are still very high, but the good news is that few people are hospitalized and there haven't been any additional deaths in recent weeks. In Jefferson County, the two-week case rate is 839 per 100,000, about the same. No one is currently hospitalized. There are 149 cases in isolation. 43 cases were added yesterday, bringing the total to 4,211. In Clallam County, the case rate is 650 per 100,000, which is off last week's high of 850 per 100,000, for a total of 13,004 cases since the pandemic began. There are 3 people currently hospitalized. You can see the latest numbers and report new cases at the county's websites, jeffersoncountypublichealth.org and clallam.net, and on the transcript of this newscast. You can also wear a well-fitting N95, KN95 mask or similar in indoor public settings. An update from the PT leader on a story that Simon James reported 2 weeks ago. A collision involving 6 vehicles west of the Hood Canal Bridge left at least 2 people with injuries and prompted the closure of Highway 104 the morning of Wednesday, May 25th. Traffic had stopped for a bridge closure, but a box truck driven by a 39-year-old Seattle man did not stop and hit the vehicle in front of it, causing a chain reaction of cars hitting each other, according to Trooper Catherine Weatherwax of the Washington State Patrol. Weatherwax said it appeared the crash was caused by the driver and the box truck, so charges for negligent driving are pending. The driver was not impaired, according to the State Patrol. From the police log and the PT leader, at 1 p.m. Saturday, May 21st, at the West Sims Way and Haynes Place intersection, according to reports, one vehicle was driving down the road and rear-ended a car stopped at a red light, which then hit another car stopped in front of it due to the initial collision. The Washington State Patrol was advised and assisted with the investigation. The driver of the vehicle that rear-ended the first car showed signs of impairment at the scene and was arrested for DUI. KPTZ 91.9 FM brings you local news at noon and 5, Monday through Friday, and at noon on Saturday. You can contact us through news at kptz.org. This is Jim Burke. Thanks for listening, and have a good Tuesday.